welcome. You see, every single time. I think it's like a Pavlov, like a Pavlovian response.
It is.
Every single.
Holy shit. Oh my god.
Okay, anyways, hello and welcome to Hardcover Hoes, a long-distance book club where two book lovers express their feelings on their book of the moment via podcast. I am one half of your host, Sam Cabrera-Dixon.
And I am Sammy Skorstad.
Together, we have combed through book talk, combined our to-be-read lists, and now we intend to make our way through them one book at a time. We'd love for you to come along with us and join the discussion.
The book of the moment for today's episode is Icebreaker by Hannah Grace. Just a forewarning for those of you listening, this is not a spoiler-free zone. We will be discussing this book in all of its glory, which of course includes revealing the ending. If you can hear Yoda. Yep, she's coming down. You need some cuddle? Yeah. She's feeling vocal today.
Good for her.
Right.
Okay. Uplift female cat voices.
Okay. Hannah Grace is an English self-labeled fluffy comfort book author, writing predominantly new adult and contemporary romance from her home in Manchester, England. When she's not describing everyone's eyes 10,000 times a chapter, accidentally giving multiple characters the same name, or using English sayings that no one understands in her American books, you can find her hanging out with her husband and two dogs, Pig and Bear.
Love that. Before we jump into discussing our own thoughts and feelings regarding the book, I'm going to go ahead and read through the blurb on the back of the book for the sake of contextualizing it. Quote, Anastasia Allen has worked her entire life for a shot at Team USA. A competitive figure skater since she was 5 years old, a full college scholarship thanks to her place on Maple Hill's skating team, and a schedule that would make even the most driven person weep. Stassi, what is my cat? Okay. No, he just jumped. Mo just jumped somewhere he never goes. Anyways, sorry. Stassi comes to win. No exceptions. Nathan Hawkins has never had a problem he couldn't solve. As captain of the Maple Hills Titans, he knows the responsibility of keeping the hockey team on the ice rests on his shoulders. When a misunderstanding results in the two teams sharing a rink, and Anastasia's partner gets hurt in the aftermath, Nate finds himself swapping his stick for tights and one scary coach for an even scarier one. The pair find themselves stuck together in more ways than one, but it's fine because Anastasia doesn't even like hockey players, right? Without any further ado, let's get into it. Sorry for my inability to read. It's 9 a.m. So trigger warnings real quick. Disordered eating, sexual content that is all consensual, toxic friendship, except for, I guess, in the end, toxic friendships, mental health, near-death experience, alcohol use, and explicit language. Okay. So I read this back when it was first starting to circulate.
Right.
I would have killed to have had an audiobook version of it the first time I read it. I'm looking at my Kindle notes and highlights on Goodreads for this because it was on Kindle Unlimited. And I literally read it from October 6th to October 15th. I had like a lot, 9 days of reading this book.
Interesting.
Not in a bad way. I think it was just because I was really into audiobooks and I hadn't used my actual brain to read in a while.
Yeah.
But also I feel like I didn't want it to end.
I think also this book, it's not like a super like intense plot or anything.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, you can go and like take a little break because it's just their relationship.
Right.
And I don't know. Like this isn't necessarily a like, I can't put it down book, but I really enjoy reading it whenever I did.
It's just silly. Like it's just a silly
hee hee ha ha time.
Yeah, it really is. And it's, I love Stassi. Stassi, yes. Baby.
Don't.
My first note in, like, the book is about her being, where she's like, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a control freak, but I'm a woman who needs to be in control. And my note is, are you a Virgo by chance? And then, like, 10 pages later, she announces that she's a Virgo. And I was like, I knew she was a Virgo. Her planner reminds me of me.
That's me.
This was my first hockey romance.
Yes. And TikTok is obsessed with hockey romances.
Yes. They are.
That is, I love, that has become such a little niche genre.
It really has.
Hockey romances. And
absolutely.
This was a good one.
This was a good one. I think, like, I've strayed away from hockey romances because they're just predominantly white.
Yeah.
But man, did I enjoy this one? I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, Nate Hawkins, a white man, I can
get behind.
I can get behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Specifically when he's on his knees.
Yep.
This book was so smutty.
It was so good. Okay. So I started listening to this because you read it and you were like, okay, mm-hmm. Sammy, it's good. Yeah. And then, but I was like, oh, and then it got uploaded onto Scribd. So I started listening to it. And then, but then I got busy or stopped. I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
You moved from Europe to the US again.
So. Yeah. So I took a pause.
You were busy.
Yeah. And then, so I finally finished it this week. And, oh, that was enjoyable. It was good. It was good. But I mean, I had been like halfway through it. So I think I had left off.
You were like exactly halfway through.
Which is so funny. So the whole, like, it's on the back of the book. The whole thing is like he ends up kind of being her skating partner, like fill-in's skate partner. Yeah. And that's like the most plotty part of the book.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
But that doesn't happen until like just over halfway through.
Right.
And then even then, like, it is kind of anticlimactic because, like, he doesn't end up performing with her or anything. Right. Like, it's not Disney movie-esque of, like, they're going to perform together and all of that.
Right, right.
But
it was very much just, like, I am your fill-in while you need to keep practicing.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I also kind of liked, though, because then I guess in the end it didn't take away from her, like, big performance. I mean, other things did. But
yeah,
but Nate being the, it wasn't like she could also give the credit to Nate for the, you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah,
it was still her that performed really well.
Yeah, I don't that's know. True.
I thought I liked though that the progression of their weird friendship romance was so silly before they had to get together, because then it was like, okay, well, we can't sleep together while we're doing this.
Right.
Which I think is one of my favorite little tropes.
Like, they both want to, but they know they can't.
Yes. Yeah. I also loved, like her name and his phone was Uber Slut.
Yeah.
Like,
there's so many so little funny. Things. You know what's great? So, so she ends up living at, like, his house with all of the hockey team members.
I love them.
I loved all of her little relationships with the hockey team. And but it's like, you would never find a real life hockey team with, like, men who were that good.
Are hockey teams, like, inherently bad?
No, but I don't think you'd find a sports team. I don't think you'd find a group of men where they're all that good.
That's true. I don't know. Weren't they, like, Canadian? You never know.
No. No, they weren't Canadian. This was in L.A.
No.
Yeah, this was in L.A.
No. No.
Yes.
No. The performance thing was in L.A.
No, the performance thing was in San Diego. They were in L.A. because they drove down to San Diego.
Maple Hills is an L.A. team?
It's supposed to be, yes. And then he... Oh, my God. And then... No, because they go to parties. No, they go to parties with kids in, like, at UCLA.
That's so funny. I did not reread. I didn't have time. It snowed yesterday, and I couldn't. It couldn't. There was,
chaos. But
obviously, I didn't reread.
Yeah. No, this wasn't out. Do you think a bunch of white boys from LA are going to be, like, that
you're,
nice?
No, okay. I'm back behind you on this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely correct. I was picturing, like, Vancouver. Like,
no, because that's the team
that's
the team he got drafted for after he graduates.
There are no
to go play in Vancouver
in LA. Yeah, okay, you're right. Yeah, I recall.
I know
this,
I'm right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So then you're right. LA boys suck.
Yes, but they in the book they didn't. In the book they were some of them sucked, but all of the hockey team boys were so nice, and I loved their little relationships with Stassi and how they were all like brother. It was like a brother sister relationship with them. Because in real life too, if she's that hot, like not all of them are going to respect that their captain is with her, or like respect her in general. So like the fact that none of them, like there was no like it was just like, oh no, you're with Nate. Like, we love you. We love you as a person, and we like having you around. And it's that simple.
I specifically loved Henry.
I loved Henry.
Loved Henry, and how Stassi was constantly like, I would leave you for Henry.
Yeah. We could have a nice life together. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was so funny. And Nathan's like, I'm trying not to be jealous, but also.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I thought that the plot line of having Aaron be just a horrible piece of shit was, it kept the plot plotting.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you could tell from the beginning that Aaron would be the main conflict.
Mm-hmm.
In more ways than one, I guess. But the scene where they're having that party and Stassi, like, falls asleep outside or something. And then she, like, runs in when she hears a commotion. And she sees, like, Nathan pinning somebody to the wall. And they're both bleeding. And then she realizes it's Aaron. And she's like, oh, shit.
So what happened was she had fallen asleep on his lap. And then he had to move her. Because, like, someone came out yelling, like, hey. And then Nate's yelling, like, stay inside, Stassi. Or, like, stay out here. Yeah. And then she doesn't, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
And just like hearing all the horrible things that Aaron had said about her.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. That was awful. Like,
I too would beat the shit out of him.
I think it was Henry who threw the first punch. And it was just Nate pulled him off.
I love him.
I know. And then ended up, and then he went back in for another one. And so Nate, it was like he punched Nate. And so Nate pinned him against the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Henry drags his hand down his face and stares at the bedding. I'm sorry, Stassi. I'm sorry I have to repeat this. He said, no one will ever be able to love you because how could they when your own parents couldn't? And the ones who bought you only want you to fill up their trophy cabinet. Fuck. Nate snaps. And that's when I punched him. Like, yeah. Fucking, oh my God, bro. Oh, my note is literally only fucking God. So at least I'm consistent with I just... Also, like, the way, like, them living together was so funny. Like, should we put pillows in between?
Yeah, they had a pillow wall.
And just the tension was so good during those bits, too.
The tension was good. I feel like that was skipped over a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I personally loved the when they were first starting to sleep together, but it was very much just a, like, it was still like, I hate you. But
yes,
we're gonna sleep together because
Nate's dirty little mouth. I was literally like jaw on the floor reading this.
Yeah, and I loved how they teased. Like she mostly teased him. He wasn't playing as many games as she was, and
he was serious.
He was serious. He was into her right off the bat, and she was kind of pushing away at it.
Yeah,
like. Oh my God, when the Halloween, when she wore, was it Henry's jersey?
Or I think it was JJ's.
It was JJ's jersey. So good. So or, good.
Or like really in the beginning when he is on his knees and he's like, that isn't a yes. Do I need to get on my knees and beg you, Anastasia? Is that what you want? The only time, and she said, the only time I ever want to see a grown man on his knees in front of me, Nate, is when his face is between my legs.
Yep.
Ah! I love both of them. I love Stassi so much.
Yeah.
Ah! And Nate's dirty little mouth. And when he's like, I don't joke about consent, Anastasia. I was like, yes, hot. Good.
Consent king.
Consent king. He was absolutely written by a woman.
Oh,
in
yeah.
In every sense of the word.
And you know what? Like, it's so interesting because he's such a, like, a manly man written by a woman, mm-hmm. which I love.
Yeah, he is what Tessa Bailey wanted her boys to be.
Brendan.
Yeah. Whatever. Right? Yeah. Like, you get the connection I'm trying to make there? Yes. Like, that's what she thought she was doing, but that is not correct. Like,
no.
Nate Hawkins is the written by a woman, like, super burly, big, buff, masculine, but also not an asshole. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Like, yeah. Yeah.
A normal fucking human. Yeah. This man, my notes are so filthy. almost too filthy for the pod, I feel.
Really? Okay.
The one where he's like, one day I'm going to fuck your pretty little mouth and you're not going to be able to be such a bossy, impatient little brat. I'm just like, do I like degradation?
Oh, my. In that font, yes.
Yes. Yes. What?
That is, my God.
I'm blushing.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Uh-huh. I just thought this was so silly. This also, I think I was reading this when I was kind of in a bit of a reading slump. So this was like very much I'm kind of enjoying my little, you know, hour of reading every night.
Mm-hmm.
When it's like this.
Yeah, when it gives you ideas before bed.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Before we move on to discuss the rest of Icebreaker, let's listen to a quick word about the brand sponsoring today's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's continue the conversation. Also, when they're, like, falling in love with each other, but, like, not saying it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, Stassi infuriating me when she falls into the fucking ice.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
She didn't know.
For someone so smart, that was so dumb.
That was very dumb, I know.
Oh, God. But it did give us the, like, panicked Nate.
Yes.
To her rescue.
Yes. And then they said that I love you after that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because he was like, oh my God, I need to tell you now. Because
I almost just lost you.
Yeah. And this isn't some, I don't know, trauma response. I'm in love with you.
Like, I love that.
Yeah. Everything about their story was just like comedic, but also like heartwarming.
Yes. Endearing.
And like super silly and super endearing all in one. It was the, like, I guess it was very fluffy but also smutty. When she said fluffy in her little blurb, I was, or not blurb, but you know, her author bio.
Uh-huh.
I was like, doesn't fluffy mean just like cutesy stuff with no smut? But you know,
it fits.
Yeah. It makes sense. Now that I am applying that word to this book, I agree.
So one of the first time was when he fingers her in the Uber ride home from the club.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That TikTok loves
Uber
that
slut.
Uber slut. I also love that scene.
You love public sex.
I do. Every time they got it on in the club bathroom, like everything. It was like, oh my God, it's just so hot.
It is. It's And I think like we're seeing it more in romance novels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it's been slowly getting more and more dramatic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was very much like romance novels are like, ooh, it happened in the car, right? Like, their own car in a secluded area. Or like, ooh, it happened in the bookstore that they own after hours when he's there, right? Like, and now it's progressed to fingering in the Uber with other people.
And I love it.
And I love it. I support. Give me more of it. Give me, give me, give me.
Yep.
Give me, give me, give me.
Oh, so,
so funny. Just the some of the dialogue too. Oh god, the cats are fighting. I'm sorry. some of the dialogue too was just so funny. Like the jokes cracked,
mm-hmm.
or like just Stassi's so funny. Like one line I have highlighted is, "Did I eat McDonald's last night, or do I naturally smell like a Big Mac?"
And, oh god, and that was funny. She was like, what did Nate say? He goes, yeah, you looked like you were in a one-man like eating contest. Like you ate like 40 chicken McNuggets in 5 minutes.
Ate 20 chicken nuggets in about 4 minutes. It was like you were in an eating competition, but you were the only contestant.
Yeah.
I've never been more in love with you. Like they're so real for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're so real for that.
They're so cute. God.
They're so cute. So I texted you when you finished.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I feel like you're going to have opinions about the end of the book. Because mm-hmm. I recall when I was reading it and I got to the end, I was like, oh my god, I don't know how I feel about this. But I thought it was okay.
Right.
At the end. So, but what did you think?
Okay. So, immediately, usually I hate the whole, like,
I know.
Skip ahead 2 years, they're engaged and they're going to have a baby. Like, okay, whatever. Fuck off. But this time, it made so much sense that they got pregnant so young because they fuck like bunnies. And, like, it just makes, I'm like, yeah, of course they got pregnant. And then how he proposed to her.
Yes.
Then was cute. And, I don't, like, it just, like, it was like, okay, this is cute. Also, I just love them. Like, I love
them.
Like, they're.
They're perfect equals. For each other.
No, they're equals in every way, and then, but have their own little things and challenge each other, and just have really good sex. So you know what? It's just
good
it's
for
just
them.
Good, yes.
And so, also, Nate would be such a cute dad.
Such a cute.
He
dad.
He basically is the father to all of
the entire boss team. Yeah. And he was he's such a good brother to his sister Sasha.
Mm-hmm,
do you remember
mm-hmm.
that? Yeah.
Yes.
He's got such a shitty dad. And...
Yeah. And sometimes that makes you an even better parent because you know what not to do.
Yes.
What else? Oh, is there gonna be the thing at the end? Yes, there's gonna be another one.
Okay.
It just got released, or not released, it just got announced. I think it's Henry's story.
Oh, cute.
Wait, let me double check. Maple Hills 2. Okay, no.
That's not Icebreaker 2.
No, because it's called the Maple Hills series.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be called Wildfire. Oh, who's Russ?
Oh, one of the other ones.
Okay, it's Russ.
Okay.
My bad. I wanted Henry, but it's okay. I can wait.
Wait, isn't Russ with Lola?
But weren't they wanting to break up? Was that something? I don't know who Russ is. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't really remember. I think because one of them was his childhood Aurora. Best friend.
Who's Aurora?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's an Aurora?
It's Russ and Aurora. Aurora. Why is that name so hard for me to say?
Aurora.
Aurora.
Wait, I'm confused. Who is that? Now. Aurora.
He's one of the boys, right? Like he's. One
I
of
thought
the...
Russ was his childhood best friend who got in the ski accident, and he's like the coach kind of now because he's the one in the wheelchair.
Oh, you might be right. That sounds correct. Russ in Icebreaker. No, I don't need TikTok to open. No. Russia. No, come on. Come on, Google. Please. I have no idea. It's a mystery.
I think that might be him.
I think you're right.
I think I'm also right. But he was with Lola. Stassi's friend.
Uh-oh.
I thought. I don't know. Am I wrong?
Trouble in Paradise.
I don't know.
I kind of want to buy the physical because it's not on Kindle Unlimited anymore. And I'm obviously going to read the next one. So then what? I'm going to buy the next one but not have the first one, you know?
You need both.
I need both. And it was mm-hmm. so cute. And I would read it again.
Yeah.
This is not...
Have certain scenes bookmarked, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you pull out the pink tabs for a reason.
Well, if I'm going to do it, it's going to be red. It's not pink tabs.
That's fair. That's fair. I have a variety of shades of pink, though. So maybe maybe I'll have like a scale of like, ooh, that was spiciness. Flirty. This was, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. And then the toe curling is like red.
Toe curling.
Toe curling. Yeah.
Okay.
So this book definitely made me interested to perhaps pick up another hockey book, but I'm nervous because I was like, what if this was a thing that I could only like in this format?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen other people just love some of them, though. So, like, I feel like some of them have bad covers. Be halfway decent, though. They do have bad covers. They have really bad
covers.
This cover was cute.
This cover was cute. There's one I just downloaded the other day, but it is the – okay, I thought I lost you for a second. It is the second book in a series, and I'm not going to read the first one because the first one's like American football, and you could not pay me. So, but this one's called Breakaway, and the cover looks very similar to Icebreaker.
Okay.
But there's also a cat on the cover, which is my whole reasoning for being interested.
Okay.
So I'm tempted to perhaps try that and hope manifest the Icebreaker vibes.
Okay. Let me know how it goes.
I will.
I wish you luck in your journey.
Thank you. Oh, I guess we should talk about the thing that happened in the end. So obviously. Well,
I want to talk about Aaron. Like, okay. I want to talk about the eating thing with her. Okay, because I think this was handled very rather well in this book. And like, because obviously. She has her issues around eating and like borderline eating disorder, but also it's for, she's been convinced herself it's for like maintaining a diet for her ice skating shit and everything like that. And Aaron fucking makes the meal plans and then Nate is around her. Totally brainwashed. And Nate's around her like, why don't you, like, it's okay, like, we can get something. Like, it starts early before he even realizes anything about the meal plan with Aaron. Like, he's just like, okay, I can, like, I appreciate he observes something with her. He never pushes her, but when it gets to a point, he has like an actual like, hey, look, this isn't enough, like, you're hurting yourself, kind of, you know?
Right.
And
especially at like the level of stuff she was doing physically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way he described it to her too was like, you're not, like, the amount of calories you need to continue to get stronger. Like, you were not fulfilling that. And so I think the way he described it to her was a way that she would be very receptive
for to. Sure.
Mm-hmm. And he was just like, he just dealt with it so well. And fuck Aaron. And
fuck Aaron, bro. Aaron was such a dick. And yeah, like, she was absolutely just brainwashed into thinking, oh, I'm doing, like, I mean, this is correct.
Yeah.
Because why would someone I trust tell me anything else?
Yep.
You know?
Try, like, hurt me. Yep.
And when she was like, well, he can't lift me if I'm getting heavier.
Ooh.
And Nate was like, if he can't fucking lift you, like, as someone who throws you around all the time.
Yeah.
I think he should just start fucking lifting more weights. Like, yeah, I agree, though. I think that Nate handled it really well. And like you said, he was so observant.
Yes. So observant when it came to her. He just noticed everything. I love that. I love when it's written that. When
me too.
They both just, like, pick up on things about each other.
Ugh. Yes. So they were so cute.
There
was so much love before there was, like, romantic love. I think that's what I appreciate also.
Yeah, they just really cared about each other.
Yeah, and it was so, like, come through the page, like, totally, I don't know. You could feel the love yourself. Is that what I'm trying to say? I don't know why my brain stopped working in the middle of that sentence. But, you know, I just... And then, you know, we get to the end, and she has to do that big performance thing with Aaron, and Aaron, you know, plays it up, and then at the very end, like, kisses her without asking her to try to play it up for the people in the audience, because people love the, like, romantic storyline of, like, two figure skaters being in love with each other or whatever, and Stassi gets to fucking lose it for the first time. Like, she's very much, like... in her little box most of the time, you know, like, doesn't really shout back towards Aaron necessarily, or like their coach or whatever, and she just got to fucking lose it.
Yep.
Which, like, I support fucking yes. losing it.
Yes. It was so refreshing to see. Mm-hmm. Also, like, a part of me thinks Aaron was in love with her.
Yeah, in a very fucked up,
like, in a controlling like, way. In a controlling, possessive kind yeah, of way, and not exactly. in a hot way. Yeah.
Right. No, I totally agree. I think he was, too. Because yeah. there was such an obsession there.
Mm-hmm.
And that need to control came from somewhere. So maybe in yeah. his mind, he is thinking, like, he's in love with her, but
it's not
this really toxic, over the top. Yeah. It's just an obsession.
Yeah.
Which is a scary reality for not most women. So
yes,
I thought that was touched on very well as well. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just thought there were a lot of, like, this was a silly book, but there were a lot of big issues that were talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I felt, and in a way that made sense and felt very realistic also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. Wait, okay, I'm sorry. I just, like, dissociated. I was thinking about
it's okay.
So if there was a, in the next book, I forget how this is done for some reason in what? Like all of these, like, same universe but, like, different people books.
Yeah.
If there's an epilogue in, like, the first one,
mm-hmm.
is the next one going to have to start after the epilogue?
No. It'll, but I, that was just, but, like, a look in the future for us.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, not to bring back Tessa Bailey, but that was the first one that came to mind.
Yeah.
The second one picks up right where It Happened One Summer left off.
Right.
Besides the epilogue. So.
Okay. Okay.
Methinks it'll probably be the same.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll go back in time. And
Yeah. Probably get lots of cute little insight into Stassi and Nate's relationship before it got to, like, the proposal and babies level.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of excited for, honestly.
I hope so.
Right? That'd be so sweet.
So cute.
So cute. I love them. Mm-hmm. And all the little, like, jokes about how gross they are and stuff. I love that. I mm-hmm. love. That's, like, one of my favorite things in, like, friendship romance things is the joking. Yeah.
The joking.
The joking. So I'm excited for that. I just looked at when it's coming out. When is it coming out? Maybe we don't know, and that's why I can't remember. Looks like it. I have no idea. But I know Hannah Grace posted about it on Instagram. So I think there might even be a cover.
Wait, I'm going to look.
Maybe there's not, and I'm tripping. Or Hannah maybe it was Grace, like a
author.
It's just like a graphic that has pictures from Icebreaker, I think. Maybe, now that I'm thinking about it.
Wildfire cover to be revealed.
Okay.
This was February 8th.
Yes, that makes more sense.
Oh, wait. And then she said, it's going to be October 3rd, 2023. She posted a Mean Girls meme. And it was like the Aaron Samuels. Yeah. People asking me when book 2 is being released. It's October 3rd.
Oh, how exciting. So I guess I know what we're covering.
Yes.
In October. How exciting. I'm so excited. I think that I could see myself reading more of these silly little Hannah Grace books if she were to put more out. Does she have more books?
Wait, this is so funny. Sorry, I'm just swiping through.
Oh, her post?
Yeah, because it's like giving little teeny insights. Oh, wait. Okay,
what?
Okay.
What?
Ah! Okay. What? It's this book covers the summer following Icebreaker and is featuring Russ, who we've already met, and brand new character Aurora.
Okay, that makes more sense.
So which one is Russ? Maple Hill student Russ and Aurora cross paths at a party celebrating the end of the academic year, where a drinking game results in them having a passionate one-night stand. Never one to overstay her welcome or expect much from a man, Aurora slips away before Russ even has a chance to ask her full name.
Oh, shit.
Imagine their surprise when they bump into each other on the first day of the summer camp, where they are both counselors, hoping to escape their complicated home lives by spending the summer working. Russ hopes If he gets far enough away from Maple Hills, he can avoid dealing with the repercussions of his father's gambling addiction. While Aurora is tired of craving attention from everyone around her and wants to go back to the last place she truly felt at home.
Wait, wait. I'm so sorry. This is giving the second Lovelight Farms books.
Really?
Literally. Literally. When you started talking, I was like, wow, that really sounds like the second Lovelight Farms books. But even that last line, that's the whole point of what, like, the beginning of the second Lovelight Farms book is. Is the, she wants to go back to the place, the last place where she truly felt happy. Like, verbatim. Verbatim.
Well.
Uh-oh.
True. I guess, Russ, okay, wait, this is the last little bit. Russ knows breaking the camp's strict no staff fraternizing rule will have him heading back to Maple Hills before the summer is over. But unfortunately for him, Aurora has never been very good at caring about the rules.
I love that.
Exciting.
Exciting. I'm looking at the reviews for Icebreaker.
Yeah.
On Goodreads. You know, Eamon. We all know Eamon.
I love Eamon.
She said, I'm just going to read the first part of her review. It should have been me. Start off, I folded throughout this entire book. It's always the nice guys with dirty mouths that get me in heat. And I know I'm going to die alone at this point because I will accept nothing less than Nathan Hopkins. Yep. That's so funny. That's so funny. That get me in Eamon heat.
We trust.
In Eamon we trust. Stop. That's so funny. Okay, where are the rest? Give me the rest. Give me the rest of the reviews. Oh no, the 1-star reviews. It just dragged on forever. I mean, it was kind of long.
It was long. It did not need to be this long.
And I think also without the audiobook felt very long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have. Yeah.
I will never understand how the same woman who wrote Bible Verses for Stress and Anxiety also wrote Look at You Taking It All Like a Good Fucking Girl.
Oh my god. Wait, she did what?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh god, I love Nate.
I love Nate. That man.
Oh, I know.
That man.
Bringing inching me back closer to bisexuality.
Stop. One male character with brown fluffy hair at a time.
Inching, yes. Oh, it's just it's so good.
Somebody who had a 1-star review said, I want to burn the characters alive.
Oh my god.
What the fuck? What else? Where are these? Someone said Henry. He was the best character in this whole book. I was practically frothing at the mouth.
Oh my god.
Whenever he appeared.
Frothing.
That's funny. DNF at page 30. The fuck was that? Stop.
Stop. You missed out.
No, you missed. That's so funny. It's, all these characters have going for them is the fact they can fuck.
Fair.
You know, she's kind of right.
Sometimes that's okay. Enough.
Yeah, that's enough for me.
That's enough for me.
If I'm enjoying it, that's enough.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you rate this book?
For what this book was and what it did for me, 5 stars.
I thought earlier because you had critiques, you were going to go for like a 4. So that's very funny.
This just, it's not like a, I'm not analyzing this book. I'm not, yeah. Like this.
For what it was what it was the last thing I heard you say.
It reached its potential, like, okay. In the scope of what it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I feel that. I feel that.
It did what it needed to do.
I don't remember what my initial thoughts were when I finished it, but I know I loved it. Mm-hmm. And my rating in Goodreads is a 4. I don't know if that was like a week after I thought about it a little more and I adjusted to 4. Or if I gave it a 4 to begin with.
I think that's a very fair...
I think so too.
Rating. I just love the smut, and I loved that it made me question my sexuality.
It's so funny.
Just a little.
Just a little bit. It's the brown fluffy hair guy.
It is the brown fluffy hair.
Yeah.
With a dirty mouth. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Disgusting. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I think it was a 4 for me, I guess. I don't know. I still would reread it. Like, I really enjoyed it. I think, I guess a 4.5 is a fair overall.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's where we're going to leave it for this episode. Before we part, we'd just like to thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to leave a review on whichever platform you're listening on, if applicable. If you have any further questions regarding topics discussed throughout the episode, feel free to join our Hardcover Hose Discord server via the link in the show notes or send us an email at hardcoverhosepod@gmail.com. Feel free to recommend books to cover in future episodes as well. As always, I am Sam Cabrera-Dixon.
I'm Sammy Skorstad.
And this has been an episode of Hardcover Hose. If you enjoyed this listening experience and you'd like to follow along with us next time, the next book on our to-be-read list is Astrid Parker Doesn't Fail by Ashley Herring Blake. Until we meet again, enjoy your reading.